Very much. God bless you. Open your Bible to Matthew 24. That song is enough message for somebody. And that song, the anointing will never dry until it comes to pass. Because it's a prophecy that will come to pass. Had I known. And I will continue to sing it here every day till we go. If you don't like to hear that song, close your ears when we are singing it. Now, Matthew 24. We are continuing with rounding up the series we have been taking on what the Bible says concerning the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord. What we'll be looking at is what will happen after the rapture. What those who don't go in the rapture, what they will go through after we are gone in the rapture. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I showed you last week that after the rapture has taken place, how long are we going to stay? 7 years, because that is the last week out of the 70 weeks that was given to Daniel. That is the last week. Remember, between the 69th week when Christ was cut off and the 70th week is the Gentile church ages. And the Gentile church age ends with the rapture. When the rapture takes place, then the last week, which is the last 7 years, God is now dealing with Jews for their salvation. And in the first 3.5 years, the Antichrist will endure them. But after the first 3.5 years, the covenant of peace that he has entered, he himself, he will break it. And after he has broken it, then those who refuse to accept his leadership, they are those that will face the tribulation period. Those who refuse, he will insist that you either take the mark on your forehead or your right hand. And if you refuse to take that mark, which we know as the mark of the Antichrist mark, you refuse to take it, you will join in the tribulation. It's a horrible period, and Jeremiah called it the time of Jacob's trouble. And what the Jews will go through, because they are the major target, is such that has never been known before in the world. When that man now, amen, becomes the incarnate of Lucifer himself. Remember the two mysteries in the Bible? The mystery of iniquity that produced, gave birth to the mystery of godliness. The mystery of godliness is God himself coming in human flesh to incarnate a human being to become Emmanuel. The mystery of iniquity also rounds up with Satan himself coming in a human being to incarnate a human being and come and be in human form here and do his last evil on earth here. In a man known as the Antichrist, and we traced it exhaustively where it is to eat and the whole system, the new world order and everything. Now Matthew 24 now tells us, amen. Matthew 24 and verse 29. It says, immediately after the tribulation of those days. The tribulation is that difficult period, the last 3.5 years of those 7 years. That is it. He said, immediately after, that is why we know that immediately the 7 years is accomplished after the rapture. 7 years, immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heavens shall be shaken. And this Jesus Christ is given only a summary of what will happen in the period known as the day of the Lord. And we saw that that period comes with a warning of the seven trumpets. Revelation chapter 8, those seven trumpets. And all the difficult, all the pestilences, all the distress, the torture that the world will go through. That is followed by the seven vials that bring about the shaking of the earth. And we saw, as we calculated last week, that it will last a period of 30 days. It is known as the day of the Lord. This is what Jesus Christ summarized what we go through. Go to 2 Peter chapter 3. Hallelujah. Verse 10. He said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Hey. This is not yet hellfire of Revelation chapter 20. The second resurrection. No, this is the day of the Lord. What is the day of the Lord? The day that God will come down, Christ himself will come down and show the world who he really is. It is now time for his vengeance. For all the rejection they rejected him, for all the caricature they have done against his name, for all the nonsense that has been going on, the shame they have put to his name, the blasphemy they have blasphemed him in his work of redemption. He has a day set for himself. But before he will come for the judgment, his children, he will take them home first. We must not be here when this earth will be undergoing that shaking. Why is this message so important until I have been stressing it and stressing it all these past 3 weeks? It is because, hallelujah, I have a ministry. My ministry is to lead you home. And I want to give you every reason to follow me home. Because me, I go go. How many people can say that? I don't know. Is heaven or I am going. I am telling you, I have decided and I have made up my mind. Nothing will stop me going to this heaven. Instead, let God kill me earlier than time. So that I can be in the resurrection. Nothing. Nothing. And the reason why I have made up my mind to go to heaven is because of something I know. And I believe this Bible to be the truth. I believe this Bible to be the truth. Revelation chapter 1. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 3. Concerning this book of Revelation, this is what he said. He said, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy. Two groups of people. Who are they? He that readeth. That is, you who have gone to school, you can read. And you will not go to school, Uncle. And he that readeth, and he that hear. There is no deaf person here. So you won't say, I don't go to school, I don't know what they write there. You go, you see somebody now who can read and is explaining to you. So he said, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy. Not just reading and hearing, but doing what? And keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. The reason why I say I have made up my mind, I will go to this heaven, is because of something I know. The reason you are in the church today, not worshiping an idol, is not because of something you know. It's something you know that an idol worshiper doesn't know. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. You got to know that Jesus is the way. That's why you refuse to follow any other religion. You decided to follow Jesus. It's a knowledge. It's a knowledge. But let that knowledge lead you to salvation. You'll be most reasonable, most miserable. Him with all this knowledge. You still join those who refuse Christ to go to hell. How has the knowledge profited you? Like I say, a medical doctor that knows about the anatomy of human being and then is a smoker. How has his medical knowledge now profited him? The thing that he should be telling people, don't smoke, it destroys the athletes, it destroys this. He himself crossed his leg for office with a cigarette. And his name is Doctor. How has his knowledge profited him? You are carrying a Bible that is supposed to show you the road from earth to glory. And the very things that the Bible says, those who do it, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. You are holding the Bible and you are doing those same things the Bible says you should not do. How has that Bible you are holding profited you? Praise God. I want to sound this warning that if you come here one day and you hear that we have gone, I have shown you what will happen to you. So that when you are crying, you will cry to yourself. You won't say you were not told. You are not before ministers that deceive the people. You are before a ministry that tells you the truth. And what bothers me is people who just hear us through our broadcasts. They are giving their lives to Christ. Somebody called me yesterday. We spoke for almost 30 minutes from Benin Republic. And was telling me, Pastor, blessing me. He said, through your broadcast, I receive salvation. And many more around the world. But people sitting down here. They are not catching what we are doing here. And they are risking their souls every day. We have told you everything you need to know. I'm telling you. But God really loves you. He does. Second Peter, chapter 3. But the day, verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Then he added, which is also my message today, see then, verse 11, and that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? See then that all these things you are seeing with your physical eyes now, they will burn up, they will be burnt up. All the houses you are seeing, people are stealing government money and building houses, mansions, all manner of things they are acquiring on earth here, the Bible says they will all be burnt up. Knowing that all these things you see, including the satellites in the air, including all whatever scientific inventions you can think of, they will be burnt up. It is thus said the Lord, and I showed you they will all be destroyed through those seven trumpets and the seven vials that will come up after the rapture, immediately after the tribulation of those days. He said, seeing then all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved. Heaven here is talking about the atmosphere around us. They'll be on fire, they shall be dissolved. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, the believers, according to his promise, we look for new heavens and a new earth, because we shall be coming in a rearranged earth in the millennium. We are in dwelleth righteousness. We are for beloved. Seeing that you look for such things, be diligent, that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the suffering, long suffering of our Lord is salvation. His patience is to allow you to repent so that he can save you. Even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, with they that are unlearned and unstable rest as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. For instance, his church order. They refuse to understand what Paul is saying. And they are ordaining women pastors. They are ordaining women ministries. They wrestle with the things that Apostle Paul said to their own destruction. Yes. Verse 17. You therefore, beloved, see you know these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. That is, remain steadfast. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because what shall it profit a man? You gain the whole world, and you lose your soul. We keep warning and warning and warning. Even human beings, before there is any danger, I mean, knowing there are dangers all around from natural disasters, they have warning devices. They have tsunami warning devices. Earthquake warning devices. They have weather stations to warn the inhabitants of any city that there is a hurricane on the way coming. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the Lord will do nothing, but he reveals it also to his servants, the prophets. The prophets sound God's warning. They have been sounding. But how many people have ears to hear what the prophets are saying? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus says in Matthew 24, he was telling the people, his disciples, warning them. He started the warning. And he told them, in this age, he said, as it was in the days of Noah. He gave an example. So shall it also be at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can read that from verse 36, Matthew 24. He said, that is how it will be also. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's true now. Noah was selected and was informed that there is a destruction that was coming upon the earth. In this age also, there are a group of people that have been informed about the destruction that is coming. And it is that thing I'm telling you now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to note that in Genesis chapter 7 and verse 10, notice, it was when Noah entered the ark and God himself closed the door. The Bible says that it was 7 days after that judgment came upon the earth. Letting us know that when we go in the rapture, 7 years after, the judgment will come. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As it was in the days of Lot also. Yes, Lot. Hallelujah. The days of Lot. Lot was staying somewhere. Amen. In the city of Sodom. And God was on his way to go and destroy Sodom. To go and make inspection. In fact, he was on his way for inspection. That the cry of all the abomination has reached heaven. He has come to confirm whether this thing we're in the sin are true or not. Make him go confirm. Suddenly, there is a phenomenon that is going on now worldwide, especially in the advanced countries, where all the abominations of the earth are manufactured and distributed and supervised. Imagine that Nigeria is speaking, legislating against gay homosexualism. And America is busy putting pressure on our legislators to grant freedom to live anyhow. Ha! Suddenly, they begin to see unidentified flying objects. UFO. I was watching one. Patagonia called my attention on the internet. I went there, I saw it. Suddenly, they'll just see, you know, some objects flying. Speed. Very. If they try to carry an aeroplane to pursue what it is, they cannot meet it. It don't disappear. But while you're there, they're carrying camera and they're showing it. It's moving up and down. And they're shaking. What is happening? It looks like there is another planet with some more advanced form of life. More advanced than human being. So sciences are busy looking for what is happening, what is happening. Will Abraham told us that it is nothing but they are investigating angels to confirm whether the abominations that are smelling up to heaven is true before judgment will come. They are heavenly beings on assignment from God to confirm the abominations that are going on in the earth. And God was going to confirm it with his angels. But while the angels went to church, there was a man that God said, no, will I go and do this thing and not reveal it to my friend Abraham? Because I know that when he gets to know the truth, that he will lead his family to live a life of righteousness, pleasing before me. So let me not hide it from him, so that you will know why God is giving you certain revelations that you cannot find in any bookshop. So that you will know the difference between the bride and the concubines. So that you will know how special you are. That he, God, has chosen you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ will go and speak in Matthew 13. And then speak parables to them outside. Then he will leave them to give their own interpretations. But after the end of the crusade, he and his disciples in the room, he begin to tell them the meaning of those parables. And then the disciples one day ask him, why do you speak to them in parables? Then you come here and explain it to us. Why are you not explaining it to them there? And he said what? Unto you. Unto you, you here, you that I call. It is given to know the mystery of the kingdom. But to them who are outside, it is not given. So that they will see, they will not perceive. They will hear, they will not understand. Lest they repent of their sins and their sins are forgiven them. It means some of them, their sins should never be forgiven them. They should perish. They cross the boundary of mercy. Therefore, they should not be told. But I want you to note that among those 12, there was still a Judas among them that got the true revelation. How do I know? By their fruits. And it is time now for you to look away from the activities of other people and be diligent to make your own calling and election sure. Because everyone will go the way that is written of him. Show me anywhere in the ministry, in the church of Jesus Christ with 12 members, that you ever saw any disciple, holy John, holy Peter, fighting with Judas. Because the Bible said Judas was a thief. They collect all the offering, finish. When it is time to go and buy fish to feed the people, when they go and ask him, where the money now? He said, there is no money. Show me anywhere that you saw them fighting him. But they knew who he was. Jesus himself knew who he was. But he still gave him the purse to take care of it. The mystery of salvation is deep. Jesus knew somebody is a thief. And he still made him the head deacon. I sat down to think very well. Why would Jesus do that? The only answer I got from my chube wisdom is that Jesus wanted peace, so he gave him that. That is what he's interested in. So that the ministry can continue undisturbed. There are many people that cause problems in the groups you belong. Because they want to be in charge of money. If you carry money and give them, the group will be in peace. And so he passed and he told Branch to tell Abraham what he was going to do. So Abraham knew that Sodom was going to be destroyed. But nobody else knew that Sodom was going to be destroyed. Everybody knows that there is hellfire, but nobody knows the divine timetable to know that there is going to be a rapture, and after the rapture, there will be a period of tribulation, and after the tribulation, that there are another shaking that will shake this earth. You never see any denomination take a teaching up to that time, up to that level. Why do we get there? Because we have the privilege, through the voice of the seventh angel, to have our eyes of understanding open. For where the carcass is, there the eagles shall be gathered. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It was handwriting on the wall. It was a sign.
Once you are forever Everything we receive from God is by faith.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Spirit of delusion. They told you it doesn't matter. It matters.
There is yet another day. That is, His mercy is still available.
The trials of a Christian.
Christians face trials.
The God of this world cannot be our God, because we are in this world, but not of this world.
Hallelujah. Okay. I know that some preachers have typed Lot to be a foolish virgin. Part of the foolish virgin. But I don't take, you know, Lot as part of the foolish virgin. I see him as part of the bride of Jesus Christ. I see more a picture of the bride than the picture of a foolish virgin. He was not foolish. Praise the Lord. Because 2 Peter chapter 2 or so tells us that that just man, Lot, that was getting vexed every day with the abominations that were going on, he was not happy with what was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. And every true Christian today, your heart bleeds with the abominations that are going on in the world today. And more importantly, the abominations that are going on in the church of Jesus Christ. That has been invaded by carnal people, satanic people, agents of darkness, holding the light in unrighteousness. Every abomination you know of in the earth today is in the church. Somebody called me that she saw me in a revelation outside the country. She saw me in a revelation telling her that your marriage and that you need to rededicate your marriage. She said she was still confused until she watched the question and answer session when somebody asked a question that was related to her matter. And the answer I gave, she said she has not been herself since then until she got me on phone yesterday. What is it? She said her husband was attending Assemblies of God Church. And they met and she got pregnant. She was a few months pregnant when the husband went to the pastor to tell the pastor that he wants to get married. This is the girl. And the pastor asked the question every true man of God will ask. Have you met yourself? She said yes. He said yes. Even she's pregnant now. The pastor got angry and sent them out of the church. Now she's about 6 months pregnant. They went to another church. Methodist church. He went to Methodist church. And they received them and waited them. He said the same Bible now that stop a pastor that is allowing another pastor to do it. There is confusion somewhere. Abomination. And the woman is asking me, what shall I do now to correct this? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And all the nonsense that is going on. So Lot was there in the city. But there were angels that came there and they heard the voice of the angels. He pulled out. Grace found him. Like grace is finding you now to announce to you, get out of a life of sin. This world, sinners will soon be destroyed. Get out of the life of unbelief. Get out the life of disobedience. Get out of the life of fashions of this world. Get out of the life of disobedience and all the nonsense sin that unbelievers are doing. Get out now. Fire is preserved for them. It's waiting to come down. Get out now. You are hearing it. You are still looking at me. Boom. But Lot left. And his wife looked back. You know the condition so many of us here that have left. We walk with our feet, but our heart is still on those abominable things. Coming to a church like this, you still have boyfriend, girlfriend sleeping together, fornicating. Under this kind of teachings you receive here. They say it is the spirit of the pastor that rules in the church. If there is fornication in the church, it means the pastor is a fornicator. But I am not a fornicator. Where did you pick that from? There must be goats here in our midst. I am a pastor of sheep. If you are a goat, you can never understand what I'm talking. But if you are a sheep, something, there's a deep calling, there's a deep to respond. Praise God. Somebody here, today may be the last time, last opportunity you may have to change and to repent. I'm telling you, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. He will not do anything until he will first reveal it, so that his own people can escape. In Matthew 24, he called his disciples and told them something. Listen, when you see the abomination that maketh desolate, spoken of Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. He told them something. Once you see it, it will happen, though. Destruction is coming upon the city of Jerusalem. But when you see it, this is a sign. When you see that take place, he said, if you're on top of the roof, don't come down to pick anything in the house. If you're in the field, don't come back to the city. Wherever you are, flee for your life. Because what is going to happen will be such that the world has never known, has never gone through. Such trouble that will come. No. Praise the Lord. He warned them. He warned them. I want you to note that he didn't tell the people in a crusade. It was in a backyard somewhere. We are in another backyard now. You are hearing me. And this is not a crusade. This is a Sunday message. And I'm not preaching to have members. I am revealing something to you that will give you reason to escape. And in AD 70, that prophecy came to pass. No single disciple of Jesus Christ was caught up when General Titus came to destroy Jerusalem. He first came and surrounded the city and gave them time to surrender. But it was God delaying them so that all the disciples and their families, they will go out. And after the last elect left, judgment came. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. In our age now, the same thing is happening. Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, he said, I will send Elijah the prophet. And we have proved to you who that Elijah is for our time. He is the voice of the seventh angel. He is that man that we saw. We prove all the ministry, scripturally, and before physically, by all infallible vindications, that the man that fulfilled that ministry in this age is that man, William Marion Braham. And this is I'm preaching. He is the one that preached them. Oh, you think, where did I get to know them? It is the bride's meat. What I'm preaching is what all intermediate churches are supposedly supposed to be preaching wherever we are, preparing ourselves for home going. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Matthew 16, he told the Pharisees and the Sadducees, when it is morning, you say it is going to be a rainy day, the weather is fair. And when it is evening, you say it's going to be a good evening, the weather is very, very bright. He said, you know how you know how to observe the weather. But he said, but can you not discern the signs of the time? You can observe every other thing, but the sign of the time, you cannot discern. Didn't Jesus Christ say that that there will be false Christ as a sign of the end time? Is there any age that has had false preachers in the number we have in this age, in the whole world? Is there any age that has had the type of anointing that is flowing in the church today? He said there will be earthquakes in diverse places. Is that news to you now? Hallelujah. He said there will be distress of nations. He said there will be war. Rumors of war. Nations against nations. Is that news to you now? Can't you discern the signs of the time? Noah had a sign that he was watching out for. It was the death of Methuselah. William Bryan was the one that brought that picture out for us. He said the meaning of Methuselah, it means after I am gone, then judgment will come. So there was something that Noah was watching. That's why he preached for 120 years. He was not tired of preaching because there was a sign he was watching. And as soon as Methuselah died, how old was he? 969 years old. As soon as he died, the voice of the Lord came to Noah. Oh yeah! Prepare and enter. You and your family. He had a sign. The voice of the seventh angel is a sign. If you don't believe it, what do you think God gave us this cloud for? It's a sign. It's a sign. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, it's true now. It is a sign. There's a pillar of fire upon him. William Branham. It is a sign. Have you ever seen that replicated again? With all the false prophecies. Why can't they bring a false pillar of fire upon them? God will never allow them to repeat that. It is a sign that he reserved for a people. It cannot be repeated. You can impersonate the discernment, the healing, the deliverance and everything. But that sign that God gave to this generation, the pillar of fire and that cloud there, you cannot impersonate it. That is a sign for the bride. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he gave us another sign. Concerning the parable of the fig tree. When you see the fig tree and other trees, while they are there, tender, their branches are yet tender. Amen. They stand. He said something. He said, you know that summer is nigh. That fig tree is Israel. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because remember, he gave a prophecy that they will come and scatter Jerusalem. They will come and scatter Jerusalem. And he told his disciples to escape. And he knew, but that the scattering is not forever. It's to enable him to come to the Gentiles. That's why he said in Romans chapter 11 verse 25, he said, blindness in part has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles become in. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What he's saying is, when you see Israel come and stand and get her independence and stand as a nation, then he added, he said, this generation shall not pass until these things be fulfilled. Which generation? The generation that will see Israel stand as a nation. He said, that generation will not pass. That is the generation that will see the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And a generation, if we are to pick from the scripture, is 100 years. And from 1948 until now, it's about 60-something years. So the generation that saw Israel stand as a nation, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Before it is 100 years, it is 30-something years remaining before the generation will be passed away. And we calculated the divine timetable. Hosea 6:2 days. We calculated and we saw that the number of years left given to the Gentiles to complete the 2,000 years that was allocated to the Gentiles, we saw that it is remaining 30-something more years. Time is short. We are saying this. The denominations know nothing about what I'm saying. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Israel was destroyed. Jerusalem was destroyed. The Bible said because they knew not the time of their visitation. The church of Jesus Christ also had a visitation through the minister of William Branham, and they knew not. And that is how they will face that same destruction. Unawares. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a story that the Lord Jesus Christ gave. I want us to read it. Luke chapter 16. Verse 19. Luke chapter 16. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fed sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. And said Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that will come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wilt have sent him to my father's house. For I have 5 brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come unto this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. See the coincidence. And I am Moses. Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. It's true now. Didn't Linda die and came with testimony to warn the people? Instead of repenting, they are carrying police to harass her and her pastor. People have written books of experiences that confirm that there is fire somewhere waiting for people. Fire somewhere. But they will not believe. Testimonies abound everywhere. God himself is allowing this from every nation, everywhere. He will allow people to die temporarily and go and see something so that they will come and tell people. They will say it was hallucination. Some say there is nothing like God. And one of the reasons why the Western world do not believe in God is because because of science. They are so advanced. They tell us that we worship God because of difficulty. And I say, if difficulty will send me closer to my God, may I continue in that difficulty in the name of Jesus. Rather than enjoyment taking me away from my Maker. But he will not do anything without a witness. In all the nations, he did something to confirm to them that there is a place of torment. Run for your life. And we had, I played it here some time ago, when I preached a message entitled Hell is Real. They were digging, scientists. They want to know what is happening in the crust of the earth. Using their instruments, God allowed them to jam to see people who were in torment, who refused to serve Him. They are dead. And what is going on with their souls under the earth? God allowed it so that He will use it as a reason to judge them. Watch the screen. degree. That's for the scientists. We as believers, we don't need that. We already believe the scriptures. But in case you are hearing me now, you don't believe the scriptures. God allowed their instruments to hear. If you listen very well, you will know you were hearing the voice of human beings in torment. And only God knows for how long they have been there. Let's bow down our heads. He said, knowing the terror of God, we persuade men. Why? Because it is a fearful thing to fall into the hand of God. You know, somebody's time, this will be the only opportunity you have. I don't know who it is meant for. Hell is real, and there is a lake of fire tormenting some people that are already gone. Will you die and go and join them? Why not talk to God for your life? Why will you listen to what I'm saying and still end up in hell? In torment. Why do you want to be like Lot's wife? If there be anybody here, you want to take advantage of the mercy of God that has kept you alive till this time, I want to tell the Lord sincerely, Lord, I repent. And you want to do it at the altar. You know, you're not coming to me, you're coming to Him. I see somebody at the altar. Come to the altar. Kneel down before God and say, Lord, I don't want to go to hell. Whatever you will do to make me go to heaven, do it now. Do it now. I don't want to be part of that torment. I don't want to be part of that torment. God bless you. You kneel down at the altar here and talk to God. You know, you're not coming to me. You're not coming to me. What if after today, you don't have this chance that is given to you now again? How can you be so stubborn with all this evidence, physically and spiritually? You still refuse to repent and take this opportunity of the love of God. Take advantage of it. Change and live a more meaningful life, a hopeful life.
Lord, our Father, from the Savior today, risking your soul for the things that He gave. Oh, if today God should call it away.
Talk to Him. You know you are not kneeling down for me. It's between you and Him. What if you don't have this opportunity again? With all this knowledge, you still end up in hell. In hell. Abba. Because of money, because of woman, because of man. Why you bow down your head in the church, in the congregation? Talk to God concerning your life. If you have escaped, then appreciate Him that you have escaped. Make a vow between you and yourself to serve this God and escape from the destruction that is coming upon this world. In exchange for your soul, go in today. God should call it away. What would you give in exchange for your soul? Mercy is here. The mercy of God is calling you now. That same God of mercy is also a God of judgment too. He's a God of judgment. There's time for mercy and there's time for judgment. He says, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. You can find mercy now, but the time is coming when there will be no more mercy. talk to God for your life. Church, talk to God for your life. What will you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away, what will you give in exchange for your soul? What will you give, sister? Brother, what will you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away,
what will you give in exchange for your soul? More than a silver and gold of the air.
More than every jewel. More than anything else on earth here.
What will you give in exchange for your sister? What will you give,
brothers?
What would you give? Oh,
what will you give in exchange for your soul? Yes, Lord. It's between you and God.
What will you give in exchange for your soul?
Oh, what will you give?
Sister,
what will you give?
What will you give?
What will you
give?
Talk to God. Talk to God.
Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul?
Talk to him. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. You know, I cannot save anybody. It's between you and God. Journey that is put before us. Tell them, I don't want to be like Lost wife. Give me the power to do your will. Give me the power to do your will. Remove everything that makes me backslid. Remove every besetting sin out of my life. I don't want to go to hellfire, lake of fire. I don't want to be put in a lake of fire. I don't want to be in hell. I don't want to be in torment. Save me, Lord, by your mercy. Somebody in the congregation, talk to God concerning your life. What if this thing we are saying is the truth? What if this thing we are saying is the truth? What if true there is a day of judgment standing before every human being on earth here? He said every man shall give account of himself. What will you tell the Lord the day you will face him? How did you live your life here on earth? Create in me a clean heart. Oh Lord. A renew right spirit within me.
Create in me a new heart.
Create in me. That's our prayer. That's our prayer. Oh Lord, a renewal right spirit within me, cast me not away, oh, from your presence, oh Lord, oh, take not thou Holy Spirit. Me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation and renew right spirit
within me.
Cast me not away, Lord.
Cast me not away.
Cast me not away, Lord. Cast me not away. Take not your grace away from me, Lord. Take not your mercy away from me, Lord.
Restore unto me.
Restore unto me.
Hey,
the joy of my salvation. I renew a right spirit. Say it again.
Cast me not away, Lord.
Cast me not away, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. Take now that Holy Spirit of me. Oh, Lord, we pray for your mercy.
Restore, that's our prayer. Restore.
The joy of my salvation.
I renew a right spirit within thee. May the Lord have mercy on all of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, one day I came to the altar like this too. But you did something for me. When I stood up from that altar, I have never been the same again. May you do the same thing, Father, for this your children at the altar today, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, give them the power to do your will. Father, give them the power to do your will. And whosoever it is that is sitting down in the congregation there, crying upon you, Father, hear our cry, see our hearts, and restore every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever is the weakness that we have that draws us back when we want to move forward spiritually, Father, may you take that away from us in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us not hear what we have heard and still end up in fire. Thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Somebody sing this song. See me through. Go back to your seat. Lord Jesus, see me through. See me through. Lord Jesus,
see me through.
everybody. There is a race I must run.
I must find.
There is a thing.